Well, a very good afternoon to all of us.
大家下午好。
I hope you bear with me because all are 28 verses that we are to go through today.
我们今天要查考28节。
So, let us start by turning to Psalm 73.
我们来开始，我们翻到诗篇第73篇。
Just give you some understanding concerning the background of this psalm.
我们来学习这诗篇的背景。
If you see the heading there, it's a psalm of Asaph.
你看这开头的话, 它说是亚萨的诗。
Altogether, there are, well, about, some believe 11, some would say 12 psalms.
有大概11或12个诗是由亚萨写的。
First one is Psalm 50.
第一是诗篇第50篇。
And then 73 to 83.
过后第73到78篇。
Alright, so, these 12 Psalms were all attributed to Asaph as the author.
这些诗篇都是的作者都是亚萨写的。
Well, who is this man called Asaph?
这亚萨又是谁呢?
Well, there were many, many different views.
有许多不同的看法。
But, I believe, the central path to take is that he was assigned, he was one of the Levites assigned by King David in the worship of God in the temple to direct the people.
我相信一个正确的看法就是把亚萨当做一个大卫王所差派在神圣殿当中带领敬拜的一个立位人。
And also in the Old Testament, he was also named as a seer or a prophet of God.
在旧约这人也被称为一个先知。
When was it written? There are so many different views.
这诗是几时写的呢? 有许多不同的观点。
But probably it was during the time of King David.
大概是在大卫王的时候。
Now, in the context of the psalm, you realize this, that the psalmist was probably on a spiritual low when he wrote this psalm.
我们读这诗篇的时候, 我们可以看到这诗人呢, 他的属灵状况是在非常的低落的情景。
And being patriotic, alright, and he was true to the faith.
他是非常忠心于他的信仰的。
And although he considered himself righteous,
虽然他把自己看为公义,
yet he expressed his innermost feeling that, you know, maybe God had sidelined him, you know.
可是他仍然表达了他内心深处的感受, 或许神已经遗弃我。
Because as he looked around, he realized, you know, life to him was a series of toils and troubles.
因为他看周遭,看生命的时候,他的生命充满着困难苦楚。
He was probably in a period where he has to strive and struggle in his life.
他在这段时期,在生命当中,似乎有许多的挣扎。
On the other hand, in contrast, it appeared that the wicked were enjoying their time upon the earth.
相反的,那些行恶的人,这些恶人很像在享受平安。
Joyful, carefree heart,
他们有喜乐,他们毫无顾虑。
Always successful in whatever things that they have done.
无论做什么都非常的成功。
No problem, no struggles.
没有问题,没有挣扎。
They were living a smooth and prosperous life.
活着一个非常顺利,非常繁荣的一个生命。
You know, MacArthur, the Bible commentator,
一位圣经评论家,
he says, is the result. This psalmist is the result. Why was he in a state of flux at this point? Because he allowed his faith in God to be buried with self-pity.
这评论家说,这诗人为什么会写出这诗篇呢? 因为他把他自己的信仰被他自卑的心而埋葬了。
And he made him quite dissatisfied with life. Why am I struggling?
对,他自己的生命就开始感到不知足了。
And most of all, he questioned, why did the Lord allow that to happen to me now?
最重要的是,他还质问神,为什么让这些事情发生在自己的生命呢?
So I think it's very relevant for you and me as well.
所以对你和我来说都非常的重要。
Right. Like the music score, you know, life is not always, right? Always all the way up. You need low notes and the high ones as well.
就一个乐谱一样,有高也有低的音调。
So brethren, there will be times when we will sing so spiritually low.
所以有时我们唱的是一些 Right.
And then we will react the same way like the psalmist.
可是我们要学习像这诗人有一样的反应。
So, yes, sometimes you just question, ask God, why is this happening to me and not to somebody else?
是的,有时候我们会, 疑问神, 为什么这事发生在我生命当中,而不是在他人的生命呢?
That's why the topic is, why do the wicked prosper?
所以这讲题是恶人为何享平安呢?
Okay, let's go to verse 1 now.
我们来看第一节。
Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as of a clean heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
That is the undeniable truth.
这是一个不可否定的事实。
That underlines our faith.
这是我们信仰的根基。
None of us ever merit the goodness of God.
我们没有人配得神对我们的美好。
None of us can choose to be God's people.
我们没有人能够选择成为神的子民。
But yet God chose us.
可是神选择了我们。
So here it says, truly God is good to Israel, His chosen people.
这里说神实在恩待以色列，以色列就是他所拣选的国家。
Even to such as of a clean heart.
就是那些清心的人。
A heart that does not harbor sin.
清心的人就是那些心里不藏着罪恶的人。
Always set right before God and before man.
一直在神和人面前都是正确的。
So we understand this all out of God's goodness and saving grace bestowed upon us.
我知道这都是出于神的恩典，神对我们的美好拯救我们。
Of ourselves, definitely, we can never merit God's grace and salvation.
出于我们自己，我们是不配得到神的救恩、神的恩典的。
That's why sometimes you go witnessing and people tell you, as long as I'm a good guy, you know, I don't do anything wrong, sure, if you have your heaven, you talk about it, no way, I will surely go up there.
比如说我们去传福音的时候，有人就会 回答我们说我是个好人，我没有犯罪，我是配得上天堂。
But Isaiah 64:6 tells us that, you know, we are all as an unclean thing. Isaiah 64:6, sorry.
可是在以赛亚书64章第6节，这里说到我们都是那些不洁净的。
And all our righteousness are as filthy rags.
我们的公义都是在神眼里看来是污秽的。
That's what it is, our condition.
这就是我们的处境了。Yet
God saved us.
可是神拯救了我们。God,
yeah. When we realize the more we should be thankful to God.
我们意识到这一点，我们要心存感恩。The
psalmist realized this.
这诗人意味到了这一点。But
from the following verses, you realize he still had to struggle with the fact that he's struggling in life.
可是接下来的经节，我们能够看到他在生命当中有许多的挣扎。
God has given us a glorious inheritance.
神赐给了我们一个荣耀的基业。
And though we can say yes to this wonderful truth from God's word,
虽然我们能够对这真理, 做个正确的回答,
but in fact, when we look in within our own hearts, we say, why? We still question.
可是在我们心里有时候我们还会疑问神。
That's why the psalmist in verse 2 confessed.
所以诗人在第二节他就承认了。
Brother, write it for us.
这里说，至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
Yes, he had sunk into self-pity.
他已经堕入了一个自卑的状态。
He was stumbled at what he saw around him.
他看到他周遭的，他就跌倒了。
Obviously, he was not walking right with God. That's why he says, my feet are almost gone.
他与神的关系其实不正确，所以这里说到他的脚几乎失散。
His faith was at a low point.
他的信仰在一个低处。
He could not step well.
他的脚步不稳定。
Why? Because it seems so slippery.
因为非常的滑。
And he's not walking.
他走得不正确。
He just wants to lament.
他只是要在一旁哭泣。
He allowed his depravity to take over.
他让他的惰性来胜过了他。
So that was why the psalmist said he's so envious that the wicked prosper and thrive in life.
所以这里在第三节他说我见恶人和狂傲人享平安。
Okay, so the first reason that we can see why do the wicked prosper, right? In the words of the psalmist, the wicked lead a peaceable life.
在第三节，这诗人就描述这些恶人过了一个平安安逸的生活。
Yes, the word the foolish, the words are the foolish meant that those who were sinners. Okay.
这里讲到恶人就是那些犯罪的人。
He was envious at the foolish.
这诗人就嫉妒这些恶人，这些愚昧的人。
That's why the psalmist in Psalm 14 verse 1, he says, the fool had said in his heart, there is no God. So he's a fool.
所以诗人在诗篇第十四篇这说到愚昧的人心里说没有神，所以这些恶人就是愚昧的人。
So he was envious of those wicked people.
他嫉妒这些恶人，这些犯罪的人。
When he saw their prosperity,
他看到他们繁华的时候，他就心怀不平。
Actually, the word prosperity is the word shalom.
他看到他们享平安的时候。
And shalom, you know, like the Muslim will tell you salam, right?
这里享平安在希伯来文就是 shalom.
Okay.
意思就是平安。
The wicked enjoy peace, a peaceable life, a peaceful life.
这里这些恶人他们享了一个平安、非常安逸的生命。
But in contrast, the psalmist has what? A troubled heart.
就是诗人呢，他心里非常的有挣扎。
Their life seems to be smooth. There are no trouble, no problems, no cares and concerns with daily living.
他们的生命似乎非常的一帆风顺，都没有任何的顾虑。
So they seem to live a peaceable life, whereas his life was a traumatic one.
他们似乎过着一个非常平安的生活，他自己呢就充满着苦楚。
That's all of our life. But look at the next verse. He'll read verse 4 for you.
第四节这里说，他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。
The second point is that he looked at them and the wicked died an easy death.
他看这些恶人，他们活得非常好，他们死的时候也非常的容易。
The word no bands means they are not in any way hemming, restrained, you know.
这里说到他们死的时候没有疼痛，不需要任何的挣扎。
Being afflicted.
他们受苦。
Their strength is what? Firm.
可是他们的力气却也壮实。
Because they do not have to go to sickness, you know, cancer, diabetes, cut off leg, cut off whatever, you know. Whereas the righteous seems to have to go through that kind of suffering.
因为这些恶人呢，他们似乎不需要经历任何的病痛，相反的，这些义人就要。
And then they just die off peacefully. Sleep and then die off. That's it. Very easy to go, right?
死的时候就很想平安，没有任何的疼痛。
But he realized, wow, I look at, you know, some of my friends in church, whatever, whatever, and then what? They have to go through kidney dialysis, cut off leg, diabetes, all kinds of problems.
可是诗人看到他周遭的朋友的时候，这些他的朋友需要洗肾，需要把脚剁了等等。
So, that's the second reason. The wicked live a peaceable life, they even die an easy death.
就觉得这些恶人呢，过了一个非常平安的生命，他们死的时候也很容易。
The wicked also suffer no harassment. Look at verse 5.
第五节我们也可以
brother read for us.
来读，他们不向别人受苦，他们也不向别人遭灾。
You see, life to the wicked is easy. They seem to get along well.
对恶人来说，他们生命似乎非常的容易。
Not in trouble as other men.
没有向别人受苦。
Right. Unlike us, you know, others apparently did not create problem for them. In short, they work well with people.
换句话说呢，他们与其他人呢相处得非常良好。
And the people relate and work well with them.
别人也与他相处得很好。
So we realize this. How many of us have struggled with our colleagues at work?
我们有多少人在工作的时候与我们同事有些争执呢？
And our team work well because we cannot coordinate with that person that I cannot work smoothly. Always hold back my work.
你说我们的团队不能够工作，因为我与另外一个同事不合。
So the production line is held up all because of this rascal. You get angry.
所以我们的工作就受到了拦阻。
But no, for these people, no sweat, no headache, no heartache in our workplace.
可是对这些恶人来说，他们在工作的时候没有任何的拦阻，一切都很顺利。
Sometimes you get up, we don't feel like I want to go to work.
比如说我们起身的时候，我们想不太想去工作。
Right. Just resign.
我们想辞职算了。
But for the wicked, no problem.
对恶人来说却没问题。
You know, work does not kill you.
这工作不会使你劳碌到死。
Working with people will.
可是与人相处、与人工作的话，会使你致死。
We can accept that fact. But for the wicked, they have no problem.
就是对恶人，他们没有问题。
So they do not suffer any harassment or difficult relationship.
他们没有任何的困难，没有这些难搞的人际关系。
You read verse 6 for you.
第六节，所以骄傲如帘子戴在他们的颈上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。
Well, the wicked get away with anything.
这些恶人似乎做什么都能够。
Even when they are violent, they are just push their way through.
都能够没有任何的后果，甚至他们强暴的时候也没有问题。Yeah.
Violence covers them as a garment, you know. They just say, "Ah, look, I don't care. They do what they did, whatever they like to do."
这里形容强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体，表示他们做什么都行。
There's no adverse repercussion.
也没有什么不好的后果。
Pride rules their lives.
他们的生命都是骄傲的。
Therefore, pride compels them about.
所以这里说，骄傲如帘子戴在他们的颈，他们的项上。
As though chains like a garland like that, you know, or flowers like that. So they are very, very proud.
像是一个帘子，所以他们非常非常的骄傲。
Look at verse 7.
第七节，他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
The wicked enjoy an opulent lifestyle.
他们的生活非常的富裕。
They live in the lap of luxury, seemingly.
他们过着富裕的生活。
They have more than their heart could wish.
他们所得的过于心里所想的。
As one commentator said, you know the story about King Midas of old, what he touched will turn to gold.
正如一个圣经评论家说，以前有个故事，他一个人所碰到的都会变成黄金。
So here you see when the psalmist looks at that, he says, it's so unfair. Here I am struggling to make ends meet, and there, you know, to earn a decent living, and yet the wicked were just so smooth in life, so easy. Oh, get promotion, you know, get extra bonus, and here I am.Why?
所以诗人心想，我在生命为了赚取非常的劳苦，有这么多的问题，却看到这些恶人，他们似乎一切都很顺利，得到生
存。We feel like that, you know, we feel like that. We ask, how come God, why did the Lord allow them to do so?
我看到这一点，我们就问神为什么容许这一切呢？
Verse 8.
好，第八节，他们
brother will read, yeah.
第八节说到，他们讥笑人凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自高。
Yeah, the wicked will not hold back their speech.
这些恶人呢，他们会警戒他们的口舌。
Right. Their speech, just like their lives, are corrupt.
他们的言语呢，和生命一样，都是败坏的。
In that they speak wickedly concerning oppression.
他们就凭恶意说欺压人的话。
Never mind, lie, cheat.Enrich themselves, don't care about other people.
他们就不顾他人，不管的来说谎话。
If I do this, the guy suffers, so what? I am not bothered.
我做这事使到别人遭害，我也不管。
They speak loftily.
他们说话自高。
They swell up with pride.
他们非常的骄傲。
They even look down on other people and oppress them, so what?
他们轻视他人，欺压他人。
I have the power, so I exercise my authority.
他们说：“我有这权柄，我就来欺压他们。”
They are not bothered who they offend in life.
他们不管他们生命当中得罪的
事。There's neither fear of God nor of man.
他们不敬畏神，也不怕任何的人。
Freely they can speak, they can backbite, they can malign people, they can curse and swear and cheat, and even to blaspheme without care.
他们很自由的来说谎，来欺压，来欺诈他人，甚至来亵渎人。
You may not realize this because in Singapore we don't have such people, you know, with a whole lot of corruption. But in the third world countries, you can understand and see it.
或许我们在新加坡不能够体会，不过在第三世界已经能够看到有些人就是如此的。
We know, we heard the stories of, you know, people are just exercising their authority and not bothering anything at all.
我们有读到故事关于这些第三世界国家，他们就滥用他们的权利，不管他们。
We realize also, you know, there is a common border, and then sometimes they just let eight people in through their country, but these were illegal immigrants. They house them in their forest, but they enrich themselves. You allow them in, that's it. They pay you the money.
有时候他让那些非法的移民进入他们自己的国家，而使到自己更加的富足。
So obviously in Singapore that does not apply, but this is one instance where people can enrich themselves. They do what they like to do.
在新加坡是不会发生，可是在其他国家却是有发生的。
Well, you see the reaction of God's people, even the psalmist in verse 10.
我们在第十节看到神的子民，甚至诗人他们是如何的回答。第十节说，所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。Well,
in verse 10 here, I checked up and the commentary was by Barnes.
在这里有另一个圣经评论家这么的说。Yeah.
The way of the wicked and the questions which arose in regard to their terrible ungodly ways.
这里是回应这些恶人所行的一切。
Cause the righteous people to think through again and return, you know, to think and think, and why is it so?
看到恶人的行为，这些义人心里就开始了反复思想。
It was like drinking a bitter cup, a cup of gall, you know, bitter, which overpower their thoughts, you know.
这是有如喝了喝尽了满杯的苦水，这苦水也淹没，也掩盖他们的所有的思想。
So it seems that, you know, I'm forced to drink this. Remember, if you suppose you have a little boy or a little girl sick, and then you say, cough mixture. And if it's not sweeter, you make them drink. It's good for you, drink, you know.
就似乎是一个小孩，他需要喝咳嗽药水，可是这药水非常的苦。
So when the psalmist looked at the environment around him, he was bitter, but he has to what? Still accept it into his life. That was the meaning.
所以这诗人看到周遭的时候，他充满了苦毒，也需要把这些苦水喝尽。
Yeah. So this is our understanding, especially when we work with unbelievers. These are the problems we get. When we go into the world, these are the things that we see. And that vexes our very spirit. Verse 11. Okay. I just want to tell you that there are at least two views, two main views concerning this statement.
在这里关于这一节有两大观点。
How does God know?
神岂能晓得?
Is there knowledge in the Most High?
知道者岂有知识呢?
Okay, so one view, right, advanced by Clark. There are two views advanced by this commentator called Clark. Okay, God's people are so stumbled with the prosperity of the wicked.
一个观点是神的子民因为恶人的享福呢，他们就跌倒了。
They are ready in their temptation, you know, they're tempted to say, that means the Christian was tempted to say that, aiya, God is not bothered about these things.
所以他们就被诱惑，被试探，要说神不管这一切。
Aiya, God allow all these things to happen.
他们会说神允许这一切事情发生。
How does God know? God is not bothered.
他们就问神怎么知道呢？神都不管。
The second view is others consider that this was the saying of the wicked.
第二个观点就是说，这十一节这两个问题是恶人所问的。Yes,
they say, "How does God know? So what? I do what I like. God knows. God knows. How does He know?"
这些恶人会问，神怎么晓得呢？我也不管。We
may oppress these people as we please, and live the kind of life.
我们能够按自己的意思来欺压他人，过我们的生命。
God knows nothing about it.
神什么都不知道。So
this is the two understanding.
这是那两大观点。
But we realize that maybe the first one will be more accurate because God sees everything.
可是第一点是比较准确的，因为神什么都知道。
God knows what was going wrong around.
神知道这世界所发生的一切。
And he will definitely judge, as you will see subsequently.
他必定会来审判。
So what was the psalmist's response to the wicked? It's found in verse 12 to 15.
所以诗人对恶人的回应在第十二到十五节可以读得到。
Maybe you can read that for us.
第十二到十五节。看啊，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜，因为我终日遭灾难，每日早晨受整治。我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的粽子。
OK, here we see that in verse 12, the ungodly prosper, they increase in their riches, they enjoy peace, and with all that they haveIll-gotten gains. They don't mind getting all these things, enjoying it.
这里第十二节我们看到恶人他们想安逸，他们的财宝加增，他们能够享受自己的人生。
And in verse 13, he said, in contrast, you see, what have I?
十三节相反的，我自己得了什么呢？
I have cleansed my heart in vain. It's no use.
我突然的洁净了我的心，没有用。
To remain true and faithful amounted to nothing.
对神忠心呢，其实使我一无所有。
What's the use to wash my hand in innocency?
我洗手表明无辜有什么用呢？
Yet I gain nothing.
我做了这一切却得到，却没有得到任何的东西。
But I look at the wicked and then you see they are prospering.
我看恶人呢，他们却享福。
No payback time for them.
他们没有遭报。
Look at verse 40.
看第十四节。
All day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning.
因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受整治。
As though God is chastening him.
就有如神在管教他一样。
I am plagued, chastened, tested every morning concerning my faith.
我遭灾难，受惩治，每个早晨都是如此。
Yeah, from the very start, right, the morning breaks.A brand new day, but I have thoughts and troubles to deal with today.
每早晨就是新的一天，我都有灾难困难要来面对。
Why is this happening to me?
为什么这些事会发生在我生命当中？
God is not fair.
神是不公平。
That's why in verse 15 it says.
所以第十五节这里说，我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的粽子。
Should I speak up?
我应该这么说吗？
Should I complain?
我应该埋怨神吗？
Well, to do so, will I not stumble other people?
如果这么做，难道我不会？
Will I not lose my Christian testimony?
难道我不会叫别人跌倒，坏了我自己的见证吗？
To offend against the generation of thy children, meaning God's people.
这就是以奸诈待你的众子，就是神的子民。
That's why you see the struggles of the psalmist.
所以我们看到这诗人的挣扎。
Okay, verse 16.
看第十六节。我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时习为难。
Yes, just to think through, to know this, I just cannot take it. It is too painful for me.
心想到这一点，这十分的为难，我不能够接受，不能够承担。
Brethren, what are the thoughts that pass our minds?
弟兄姐妹，我们心思想的是什么呢？
When I went through all these verses.
我读这么多经节的时候，
Will we not react the same way?
难道我们的反应不会像诗人一样吗？
Well, in verse 17, we have the spiritual awakening of the righteous.
十七节我们看到这些义人他们属灵的复兴。第十七节这里说，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Here the psalmist, as he approached the sanctuary of God,in quiet and holy reverence.
这里诗人进了神的圣所，带着敬畏的心。
He saw his own folly.
他看到自己的愚昧。
He was envious of the prosperity of the wicked.
他嫉妒这些恶人在享福。
Now, when he approached the Lord, he understood, whatever happens in life, God is ever in control.
可是现在他来到神的面前，他明白无论生命发生什么事，神都掌管一切。
That the wicked prosper before the psalmist's eyes was altogether in God's will.
所以恶人在诗人的眼前得享安逸的时候，这都是完全按照神的旨意。
God's will to allow him to have a better understanding of life upon our sinful and perverse earthly existence.
是神的旨意，叫诗人更加的明白这世人如何的作恶。
He accepted that glorious truth that Jehovah was actually teaching him.
诗人明白是耶和华神在教导他。
To teach him to understand, that's why he used the word, then understood, I, their end.
因为在这里说到我思想就是我明白他们的结局。
Meaning the ultimate end of the wicked.
就是这些恶人最终的结局。
God is not doing nothing.
神不是什么都不管。
But God has his own timing of doing things.
就是神做事的时候有他自己。自己的时间。
That's why we cannot hurry God. You know, we want instant coffee, instant tea, instant answers to prayer.
所以我们不能够催促神，有时候我们什么都要马上立刻得到。
It's God's will to allow us.
可是这是神的旨意。
Right. That's why, you know, some Christians are not paid for patience. Why?
是，所以有时候一些信徒他们不敢祷告，叫我有耐心。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because trials will come.
因为你这么祷告的时候，这试探试炼就来了。
Because the trials of our faith will get what? Patience.
因为我们信心的试炼就是叫我们的耐心。
But look at me, okay? Well, we have to learn how to be patient.
我们要学习如何有耐心。
Verses 18 and 19 tells us the end of the wicked.
十八和十九节告诉我们这些恶人的结局。
Verse 18 talks about destruction.
第十八节讲到他们的沉沦。第十八节说，你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
Okay, it's something like going downhill. You know, you sometimes you're up a slope and you just slip, you know, and just you slide down.
这个有如下一个斜坡一样。
Yeah.
滑了下去。
Yeah. The wicked will be slept in sleeping places.
所以这些恶人呢，会在这滑地滑跌。
God allowed them to glide along and ultimately to go experience that drop.
神让他们在生命当中经历一切，最终呢会滑下去。
So they shall be surely fall down and be totally destroyed.
他们一定会滑跌，最终完全的灭亡。
Look at verse 19.
看第十九节，你说他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽。
Wow, they'll be left alone, undone, with all their sinfulness, they are going to face the awesome judgment of God.
他们因着自己所犯的罪，会面对神的审判。
It will be in a moment.
这里是转眼之间。
It will take us.Wicked by surprise.
这些恶人呢，受这审判会非常的惊恐。
It'll be so sudden, it's not prepared.
非常突然，他们没有做任何的准备。
And they'll be utterly consumed with terrors.
他们就被惊恐灭尽了。
They will literally be shivering before God.
他们在神面前会颤抖。
They'll be overwhelmed.
会被神完全的掩盖。
Because before them, every word, deed will be judged and then punished accordingly.
因为在他们面前，他们所说的一切、所做的一切将受神的审判，他们也将受到报应。
Remember, as you sow, so shall you reap.
你所栽种的，你就得到。
The third one, there will be delusion for them.
在他们呢，他们也会得到他们也会受到欺骗。
In verse 20,
第二十节，人睡醒了怎样看梦，主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。
Yes. As a dream when one awakens, the wicked shall be awakened, like they were in a dream, you know, going along their way, experiencing all the wonderful things that they can do.
所以这些恶人会像睡了的人一样，他们会醒过来。
Now it's going to be waking up time to face the reality of God's righteous judgment.
好像在做梦，不过必须醒过来，要看到神公义的审判。
They will have to pay the penalty of their sinfulness.
他们所犯的罪，他们要还上他们的代价。
It's like crime does not pay, there'll be a payback time.
所以他们所犯的罪必定得到神的惩罚。
That's why it says that, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image, even that of the wicked. God shall, God shall bring his justice to bear upon them.
所以这里说，主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像，神必定来审判这些恶人。
Coming before God's presence, understanding now,the fullness of why the wicked prosper. Now he looked at himself.
使人来到圣所，来到神的面前，他明白为什么恶人会想安逸。现在他就来自我审查。
The regret, you know, the sadness, the remorse of the psalmist is 21 and 22.
第二十一和二十二节告诉了我们诗人他如何的自责。这里说。因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
He was grieved. Verse 21.
第二十一节，他这里说到他心里发酸。
How can he be so jealous of the wicked?
他非常的悲伤，我为什么妒忌那些恶人呢？
God will definitely judge and punish them.
神必定审判惩治他们。
So I was pricked in my rib, mean pricked deep down inside. It was a painful sorry for being and thinking such terrible things of God.
所以他肺腑被刺，表示说他内心深处就非常的自责，他不该这么的想神。
Accusing God, God, you don't care, you don't care. How come you take care of them so well, and then I have to suffer?
甚至以为神什么都不管，只照顾这些恶人，也不管我。
You ignore their sinfulness.
你不顾他们的犯罪。
Then I have to go and struggle.
而我必须挣扎。
Now he realized he was grieved in heart.
所以他意识到，他就心里非常的自责，非常的悲伤。
Verse 22 tells him, I'm foolish.
第二十二节也告诉我们，他这么做是愚昧的。
To the very extreme of being ignorant, believing God, you are God as ineffective in dealing all these things.
我愚昧甚至无知，甚至以为神是不顾这一切。
He felt like a beast. You know, a beast is one, you know, when you say you are a beast, you do not know how to think, you do not even know how to take care of yourself.
他觉得自己愚昧的像畜类一般，畜类就是那些没有思想的。
He despised himself for his behavior and attitude towards God.
他非常的自责自己对神的看法与态度。
Now the psalmist expresses appreciation of God.
现在诗人就来表达他对神的感恩。
It's found in 23-26.
在诗篇73篇23-26节。
You can read verse 23 for me.
第二十三节这里怎么说？然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手。
He was deeply convicted now of God's presence with him.
他现在相信神与他同在。
I'm continually with thee, and thou hast holden me by my right hand.
他相信神常与他同在，并且搀着他的右手。
God is still with him to hold him up.Despite the fact that he was spiritually down.
神依然与他同在，搀着他的右手，所以他属灵状况非常的低迷。
That is our God.
这就是我们的神。
That is our Heavenly Father.
这是我们的天父。
That's in the heart of every father and mother who really take care of their children, right?
每个看顾自己儿女的父亲母亲都是如此。
We see them walking on the stony road, we will hold their hand.
我们看到他们走那些石头的路，我们会搀着他们的手。
Or down a slope, or down a step, we watch them and we hold their hand.
下楼梯下斜坡的时候，我们都看顾着他们，
yes.
握着他们的手。
So you see what confidence and trust now the psalmist now put. You know his attitude is now different.
现在诗人对神的态度不同了，他信靠神。
He realized God cares for him.
他知道意识到神在眷顾他。
So we also have to appreciate that very fact. Our God is such a wonderful and gracious Father to us.
所以我们也应当体会到，我们的神对我们来说是非常蛮有恩典、恩待我们的天父。
Look at verse 24.
看第24节。 你要以你的训词引导我，以后必接我到荣耀。
Yes, God will see us through.
神会看顾我们。
The good shepherd will lead us ultimately down the path of righteousness, future glory.
良善的牧者必定引导我们，一直到我们进到天家，得到荣耀。
He will guide us, He will counsel us by His word and by His Spirit.
他会引导我们，通过他的话语，通过圣灵。
He will seal us until the day of redemption.
他会看顾我们，直到接我们到荣耀。
He has done that, and we are fully assured.
他已经这么做了，我们心里非常的相信。
So God's guidance, God's counsel, God's strength and help is in verse 25 and 26.
所以神引导神带领第25、26节，加到我们神的能力。这里说。
这里说，除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。That was the psalmist's desire.
这是诗人的盼望。When
he's weak, his flesh and heart fail.
当他软弱的时候，他的心肠都衰残了。He
sunk into self-pity.
他就非常的自卑。But
God was still there to strengthen and help him.
可是神仍然在那里来坚固他，帮助他。
God will be his portion.
神是他的福分。
The meaning is God will be his source of happiness and hope to press on in life.
福分代表的是神是他生命的盼望，使到他能够依然的来过活。
Let us look at the fate of the wicked in verse 37.
我们看这些恶人最终的下场在第27节，远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。Well,
the wicked are those that are from God.
那些恶人就是那些远离神的。They
will go to the eternal fires of hell.
他们必定灭亡，落入火湖里。And
those that stray from God in the sense of the word, they are not exactly saved. Will go after other gods, they will also perish in their sins.
那些离弃神的、拜偶像的、拜别神的，他们也都灭绝。
And the psalmist, he started by saying, God is good to Israel. He sunk in self-pity, and as he looked at the wicked, and then as he looked at himself, he repented.
所以这诗人在第73篇第一节，他看到神是恩待以色列，过后他就非常的自卑，看到恶人的行为，接着他就自我反省。So
that's how you see in verse 28 the blessedness of the righteous.
所以在第28节，他看到那些义人所蒙的福气。He
started there right on verse 1, he ended in verse 28, the same understanding.
所以第一节和第28节都有同样的一个意思，同样的一个意思。
Righteous are the ones that will draw near to God to put their trust in the Lord God.
义人是那些会亲近神、信靠神的。The
righteous will also be a testimony for the Lord in our world.
义人也会为主做见证。To
declare all thy works, even the work of true saving grace in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
来述说神一切的作为，包括神如何的拯救我们。
So, brethren, let us not forget the Lord is ever with us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我们不要忘记神一直的与我们同在。
He will never leave us nor forsake us.
他不会离弃我们。
Lest we forget Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. I'd like our brother to read that for us.
我们不要忘记，我们看罗马书第8章第31和32节。 罗马书第8章31和32节，让我来读。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
In conclusion, I'd like us to understand, right? Why do the wicked prosper?
所以来总结，我要大家明白为什么恶人想平安呢？
Sometimes we just wonder, right? But we should not be discouraged when we see that happen.
有时候我们会想会怀疑，可是我们不应该灰心。
They seem to thrive and prosper, to enjoy life to the fullest, while we languish in our struggles and strife.
他们似乎享福享平安，可是我们相反却有很多的困难。
But we know the end of the wicked is eternal damnation in the fiery inferno of hell.
可是我们知道，这恶人的结局是永远的灭亡在地狱。
So that is the judgment that God will impose upon them.
这是神对他们的审判。
Well, we thank God. We have His grace, mercy, and love towards us.
是我们感谢神，我们有神的恩典、神的怜悯、神的大爱。
So we are thankful, we are grateful. Whatever happens to us is always according to God's will and purpose.
所以无论我们生命发生什么事，都是按照神的旨意。
That's why the Lord Jesus Christ instructed us.Even while we are here on earth, what did he say?
所以主耶稣基督教导我们，我们在世度日的时候，他教导了我们什么呢？
Matthew chapter 6 verse 20 to 21.
我们看马太福音第六章。马太福音第六章。
20 to 21.
第二十和二十一节。这里神的话语告诉我们，第二十节，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏。也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你心也在哪里。
So this is our understanding.
对，这是我们要明白的。
Labor of the fruit that will not perish.
我们要为这那些不会朽坏的来劳苦。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
Let us view life in this clear perspective.
我们以正确观点来看待我们的生命。
God is sovereign, God is in control. No matter what happens, we can trust Him to guide and lead us and counsel us in life.
神是全权，他掌管一切。无论生命发生什么事，我们能够相信他来带领我们。
So make our lives count from here to eternity.
所以从现在开始直到永恒，让我们的生命为主而活。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
Let us pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Father, we have heard thy word.Us even this afternoon.
天父，我们今天下午已经听到你对我们所说的话。
And we are grateful that thou cares for us.
我们感激你，你眷顾看顾我们。
If God for us, who can be against us?
你若是与我们同在，谁还能敌对我们呢？
And so we pray for grace, strength, wisdom, and help to live a life that's glorifying unto thee.
所以我们祷告神，你加给我们恩典、力量、智慧来做。来过一个荣耀你的生命。
But we will not be ashamed when we see His face.
我们面对你的，见你的时候，我们不会感到羞愧。
Seal this truth to our hearts, we pray.
帮助我们牢记这真理。
In Jesus' blessed name.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。